Hey, Huff, how you going, mate?
I'm going really well. What about you, mate? At Norwood, you've been here coaching many moons ago when you're coaching the Doggies at Centrals and the SANFL. Bring back some memories?
It sure does. First game of Sandford coaching was at this ground. We lost to the Red Legs in a close game deep into the last quarter, and the Central supporters didn't take too favourably to it, so they lit a couple of big orange flares out the back there and ripped up a few seats. So after a bit of controversy after my first game here at the Red Legs Oval, but here at the parade. But no, it's good memories. I had great 4 years here in Adelaide, and got to even though our great game is played right around the country, it's a little bit different in each state. So to actually experience what it's like here in South Australia is pretty special.
And this venue, I mean, it's a big venue business these days, the AFL, to come to a venue like this and play top-level games here. Do you preach that to the boys, the opportunities to play like grassroots? You're a grassroots footy man. Is that opportunity something they take for granted sometimes?
Well, it's great. When we walked in off the street here, we walked into the change rooms and the ground was 5 metres away. Whereas the bigger ovals, it just feels like you're growing up in the bush and you're just playing country footy. So we played out in the Adelaide Hills last year, ironically enough against the Brisbane Lions. Hope the result's a little bit different for us this time around. But just a great opportunity for us to, the fans feel so close to the ground too and get involved. So hopefully it's a good crowd and a good game of footy.
What about the ground, though, dimensions of the ground? Like, it's a straight line, the boundary. There's no curve to this. It's about 30 metres narrower than the MCG. How do you plan for that? Do you see that affecting the game style, the way it will be played?
Yeah, well, it's still got good length, the ground. So if you've got quick movement, then you might be a chance to be able to escape the congestion on one side of the oval. But if you get held up, I imagine there's going to be some congested footy and a lot more kicks sort of long down the line than because you just haven't got the width to try and go around. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. There's still enough width for you to go around if you can get the ball going quickly, but I think it'll be a little bit more congested given that the oval's a little bit tighter from wing to wing.
So at the start of the year, you probably look at this fixture, round four, and you think the Brisbane Lions are going to be 3-0 or 2-1 or 3-1 or whatever it might be. They're winless. Does that create an opportunity for you guys? Can you smell a bit of blood in the water?
It's a little bit like us. The more we lose, the closer we are to a win. But it's the same with Brisbane. They are a high quality outfit, and expect they're going to rebound at some point in time and find some of their best footy. We just got to hope that we can try to negate some of their significant strengths tomorrow. And they haven't got too many weaknesses. So it's not about trying to expose too many of their weaknesses, because they're a strong side. So they're not playing it anywhere near their best, but we know that it's coming at some point in time. Just hope like hell it's not tomorrow.
Good things for Kangaroos fans. So in terms of the style you want to play, not just tomorrow but through the year, you seem to be balancing more or favouring more towards attack at the moment, trying to move the ball quickly and score. What's the philosophy behind that? What's the evidence to say that that's the way to go?
Well, I think the competition is going that way. And as the competition ebbs and flows over time, defence will dominate for a period of time, and then coaches and players will work out ways in which they can try to move the ball quicker. And I think every side in the competition is trying to move the ball quickly. Every team is zoning dangerous space much better than they ever have, and it makes it difficult to get through. So if you don't take your chances with speed on ball at crucial stages, but it's just finding that balance. I mean, that despite wanting to move the ball quick, in last week's game against Carlton, we could be criticised for going too quick, because if you go too fast and you don't allow your players to catch up behind the ball, if you do turn it over, which is two times out of three, every team in the competition turns it over two times out of three somewhere along the ground, those two times out of three can hurt you the other way if you're going too fast with the footy. So it's just actually finding the balance. When's the time to go quick and when's the time to slow it down? And it's very unusual that you can go quick, in a straight line for about 120 or 140 metres. So you're going to have to change angles at different stages. And the really, really good sides, they just have the composure to do that really, really well. And that's what we've got to learn. And we're on the right track, but we've still got a bit to go in that space.
Yeah, so you're in the development phase clearly with this group and the list and the build and all that sort of thing. Can you see the performance phase? Have you got that vision in your mind 2, 3, 4 years down the track of what this can look like with this squad?
Yeah, and we've seen that over the first three rounds. Even in patches of play against GWS, who were really tough to beat up there, and then we saw it for a quarter and a half against Fremantle, and again in the last quarter, and then last week, even though we were well beaten by Carlton in the end, Yeah, we still managed to kick 13 goals. So there's enough patches of play for us to be able to get through the Carlton defence. And what the real challenge for us is be able to do that for, you know, three quarters rather than just a quarter and a half. Yeah, I feel like we've grown in that space over the last 12 months, but our real success as a side over the next 2 to 3 years has just become more consistent in that space.
And what about you, mate? How are you going? How are you feeling about the world? It's been a bit of a challenge the last little while. You're back into your groove and ready to roll?
Oh, it's great being around young people with ambition and they inject a lot of energy and enthusiasm into the place and keep us old fellas on our toes. So that's what I've really enjoyed. Really enjoy the challenge of taking on a group down near the bottom of the ladder and let's try and find a way back up to the top. So my old club, we were in a bit of trouble when I first arrived. It'll be a long, slow process, but really looking forward to the challenge of getting us back up there to compete for some silverware.
Reckon you're the man for the job, mate. Great to see you. Good luck tomorrow.
Good on you, Half. Thanks, mate.